This is Melissa Rinkevich, a communication major, and I'm interviewing Priyanka, a TA at the University of Maryland. Can you briefly describe your position as a TA?
Hi, my name is Priyanka. I'm a junior at the University of Maryland, and I'm a TA for Honors 100, which is one of the iterations of UNIV 100. So I meet with about 10 kids every week. The class is discussion-based, so instead of a lecture, we have discussion every week, and we talk about issues that new students might be facing.
All right. As a TA, what various forms of technology do you use in the classroom? For example, Blackboard, Facebook, email?
Actually, my Honors 100 class has progressed to be completely paperless, so everything is done over email. All the students write a journal assignment every week, and they turn that in to me over email. And I keep track of the grades and then send them to the professor, who uses Blackboard to communicate with the students. Additionally, all students are required to go to 2 out-of-class cultural or academic events, and those events are recorded by the professor using Google Documents. The professor also uses the submit server on the Blackboard website to allow students to submit papers online. So it's really cool. We're able to run the whole class without using any paper at all. Besides that, we tend to use a lot of technology in our class, especially because a lot of the stuff we do revolves around talking about current events or even talking about things like class registration. And so for that, it's really helpful for us to have the projector in class so we can always refer to a website if we need to talk about it. Or actually, I was able to go through course registration with my class and pretty much do my registration in front of them to show them what it would be like to sign up.
What do you anticipate for the future of classroom technology? In other words, what do you predict will happen with academics and technology in the future?
I predict that more classes will become paperless, kind of like ours is. It's a lot easier to do ours in such a way because we're dealing with much smaller class sizes because there's a TA for every 10 or 15 kids. But I feel that in the future, it'll be even easier for kids to do everything online, like turn in their papers online, get feedback, even with things like just Word having track changes. You can receive edits back with that would be like normal edits, but are completely online. And then also the computer science department, I know, has pioneered a bunch of initiatives for online classroom. Of course, that makes it sense because they're the computer science department. But they have a special submit server online, so any assignment that you turn in is turned in on a zip file online. And then also the College of Computer Mathematical and Natural Sciences, I guess is what it's called now, also has a number of online initiatives. For example, before you go see an advisor, in some majors you have to make a plan online, and so you can modify that and your advisor can keep track of it, so you're not always bringing in a piece of paper to class or to your advisor, which I think is pretty cool. And additionally, I feel like a lot more teachers are on Facebook these days, and so Facebook is going to be an even bigger medium for exchange of ideas. I know I'm taking a class next semester where the professor pretty much requires the students to post on Facebook, on the course's Facebook group with different scientific articles and whatnot, which is an interesting alternative to having a kid log on to Blackboard, which may be a bit more of an unfamiliar zone.
Great, thank you for your time.
Yeah, no problem.